Hi folks, welcome to a special edition of Clan Chat. Being honest, it's one we didn't want to do, but the word is out. Season 2020-21 has been officially suspended, so there's no Elite League action for us to look forward to and no way of seeing the Purple Army together at Brayhead Arena again, at least not for a while. Joining me to talk in depth about today's decision is the Clan Chief Operating Officer, Gareth Chalmers, and Business Development Manager, Jerry McLaughlin, and they'll put us all in the picture about what this means for Glasgow Clan going forward. Now, we've got a lot to get through, so I'll start by reading you the statement made by the Elite League today, confirming what we all feared, that 2020-21 was over before it began. It said, on Monday's video conference call, the 10 teams unanimously agreed that they cannot commit to a 2020-21 league season starting on December the 5th as previously planned, and the season will be suspended. League Chairman Tony Smith spoke on behalf of the 10 member teams. We've been very open that we need to have fans back in our arenas for us to begin playing again. We operate at around 75% to 100% capacity at our venues, and this is the level of crowds we would need in order to go ahead at any point, which isn't a realistic option right now. Government compliance, along with the safety of our players, officials, staff and fans, is paramount to this decision. If government guidance and support were to change, some teams may be ready to revise their plans to return to play and would need a minimum of 8 weeks to prepare. We're looking into the possibility of some form of top-level ice hockey in the UK potentially taking place in early 2021. This could start in late January or early February and go through into late June, but may not include all teams. And again, this is dependent on crowds being allowed back inside venues. We continue to speak with the Department for Culture, Media and Sport and devolved administrations about their plans for the return of fans to arenas that would enable this to happen. But having a full EIHL season starting in 2020 with 10 teams is now beyond us, unfortunately. So, as I say, Gareth and Jerry are here to join us and tell us a bit more about what that means for the Clan. Gareth, we'll start with you. With that in mind and what you've just heard, and you've obviously read it yourself, can you expand on this further and explain the process that the league's been through over the last 6 months to get to this point?
Sure. So over the last 6 months, obviously, I think we've tried to keep people and fans up to date where we can. Since the premature end of the season, I think like a lot of sports and a lot of businesses, it's been very much up in the air with what we can do. So we've had various different plans for various different outcomes, whether that's the start of the season or whether this outcome did come around where we had to suspend or suspend the season. So we've been having weekly conference calls just to look at various different plans and what we think could happen. Those conference calls have been very beneficial for all the clubs. It's allowed us to keep in touch with each other and really just update each other with what's going on. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes which people wouldn't have been aware of. Like as Tony had said there in his statement, the league's been speaking to the DCMS quite a lot. Obviously to do with social distancing, getting people in the buildings. Also, people have been at league level have been speaking to various different agencies and the government about whether we can get access to funding and grants. And like a little bit close at home, we've both myself and Oma Pasha and Dundee, we've spoke quite a bit to Sport Scotland. Just keeping in the loop with them. Obviously they feed into the Scottish government, so there's been lots going on behind the scenes. It's been a hectic period. Obviously, we've got the outcome that we really didn't want, but I do strongly believe it's the right decision for us as a club and for the league as a whole. It's just too high risk to go into a situation now where we start a season, and that possibly could get cancelled at any time. It's better for us to almost sit back. Watch how things unfold around us, and protect the club. It's a good situation, positive situation for the future.
Now, Jerry, we've chatted on Clan Chat for a number of weeks now. We've kind of hoped that we wouldn't come to this point, but here we are. You're a fan as well as obviously been involved with the club. How disappointed are you we won't see any action this year?
Yeah, obviously it's hugely disappointing. The difficult thing is, though, as Gareth's kind of alluded to there, it's been really difficult over the past few months planning for multiple options. And that was the only thing that we could do. And all the Elite League clubs have been doing. There was a few things that could happen. There could be a season go ahead. There could be a vaccine for this thing. We could see some crowds going back. And it's all been a case of just finding these where each club's line is. And we talked about this, didn't we, Craig, in the last clan chat with Murph and Paul Eddy. All the clubs are really different businesses. So I think it is difficult because as a fan, you know your club really well and you understand it. But sometimes you maybe don't understand the other clubs quite so well. And there's been a lot had to go on to understand everyone's piece of this pie and everyone's piece of this puzzle. And so as disappointing as it is, and it, you know, and the concept of not seeing hockey and having to wait further and further months is pretty brutal. But in many ways, to actually come to a decision where we can start moving ahead and plan it and start focusing all our efforts into what should be happening and what should be happening for the clan is that we pull this all together, we keep the culture and the club and everything alive and going. And when we come back, we make sure that we're much stronger than we were before. And for the club, we were in a different situation than anyone else with the situation with Into. So that added another level of question marks. And for us, it's actually an exciting time. So as disappointing as it is that we're not having hockey, it is definitely really exciting, the thought that we could have a better 10 years coming than we've even had before. And it's time for some change at the club. It really does need that next step. And, you know, we needed some real change. And no matter which way you look at this, this is going to be real change. So disappointed in one way, but, you know, definitely very exciting. I know we'll go into that why we're excited about it.
Well, let's do that then. So the Elite League has been suspended. We've already touched upon that. So how does that affect the club's plans and focus over the next 6 to 12 months? You both work in different areas of the business. We'll start with you, Gareth. What is the plans looking ahead?
Well, for me, it's business as usual. You know, I think a lot of people suspect that the club are going to hibernation. It isn't in theory. The business is still going to take away. The club's still going to be here. It just means that we don't have a team on the ice to support. So I alluded to it before. I say it's quite an exciting period. We actually have got time to sit back, look at what we've done well over the last 10 years, what we've done well over the last couple of years, and probably have a look at what we haven't done so well, learn lessons from that, and you know, just start trying to make improvements for the future. It's a time where we can really try and move the club forward. And like day to day, obviously, it isn't going to be as hectic as it normally is when we've got players around and fans coming into the building, but there's still going to be plenty going on behind the scenes. You know, we've got quite a few things that we want to launch soon, which we'll be doing via the website and socials. So we've got lots of good ideas to keep the fans engaged and keep them up to date. So I see the next 6 to 12 months as being a positive time and one that we can help grow the club further.
And Jerry, you work in the sponsorship side of things as well, and it's obviously that this pandemic has hit businesses in all walks of life. So from your point of view in business development, how do you keep the sponsors involved?
Well, it's actually, the sponsors have been fantastic. We've had so many people get in touch with us wanting to be more involved. Obviously, people want to know what's happening, what's going on. We've had sponsors commit to next season almost at the start of the pandemic. But remember, as bad as it's been for the majority of companies, everyone's in different boats. It's like the Elite League. Everyone's in different situations. But we've got an amazing group of sponsors at the moment. We're going to be announcing returning sponsors very soon. Part of, I know people have been asking us about and have seen the kind of Together We Clan project as well, and you know, we'll be going into depth about what we'll be doing with that. That will also keep us involved in the community. We want to keep our charity stuff going, and you know, Gareth's talked about the next 6 months to 12 months as well, but in reality it's only going to be a few more months before the club will probably have to look at getting season tickets on sale. You know, this is going to move pretty quickly, so sponsors are going to be a huge part of that, getting them involved. We've got ideas for jerseys and things this season that are still sponsorable, and those things can carry on. There's deals already in place for next season as well. So, you know, and there's been a number of sponsors getting in touch straight away just to let us know that they're on board for what's happening straight away. It's been us that's having to hold up because, you know, we've been in a situation as a club, we took that choice not to be taking money in at the moment until we really know, because there was just too many things, too many options that could happen still, and now that's been narrowed down for us. So now is the right time. I think we can see a flurry of activity, and it's now time to. Well, really, honestly, I can't stress enough how much I really appreciated the sponsors getting in touch. People know we've done trips and stuff away, and there's a really good spirit there at the moment. And it's also, I think this could be a good time for some even new. I know that sounds weird, but new people could get involved over this period. We've already had people that we were talking to, and you get them all built up. We're ready to go for the season. when it doesn't happen, they're like, we're still quite interested in doing things. We can still be doing events. We can still be doing online things as well. We can still be doing potentially trips as lockdown changes. So there's so much that we can still be doing. So sponsorship is going to be key in this off-season, this longest off-season that we've ever had.
Excellent. Well, not all, not all positive then, by the sounds of it. Good stuff. So,
but the key thing, genuinely, is, you know, you say how disappointing it is not to have the hockey season, and it's, you know, it's gutting, but it really is only going to be a few months before we're up in terms of season tickets again, and then before you know it, the players are going to be coming in. I mean, it's really not going to be that long, you know, so I think there is every reason to be positive. There's big change happened at the shopping centre in the arena, and with big change comes big opportunity. So there is reasons to be positive if we can all just kind of stick together with it and move forward.
Just to expand a little bit further on that as well, like, I think, as I said before, I think it's time for taking into context what works very well for us and what doesn't work very well for us. One of the plans that we have got is we're going to do a fan questionnaire just to get some feedback from the fans on what they think works well, what they'd like to see, you know, improve. Also get some ideas off the fans. The fans are the people that are turning up every week to the building and supporting the club through thick and thin. And it's a good opportunity for us, now we've got a bit of time to play with, to engage with the fans and get some feedback off them, which is it's an exciting prospect.
Well, let's move on to another area of the club, which has been talked about quite a bit over the last few months, and it is the vacant coach's position. Now, following Zach Fitzgerald's departure back in April, the club had been in the market for a new head coach. So, Gareth, I suppose this one's for you. What's going to happen with that over the next 12 months then?
Yeah, it's one of those situations where it's been on, it's been off, it's been on, it's been off. And I understand to people that might have been frustrating, but obviously with the world that we're in, it was very difficult to make an appointment. Obviously, we didn't know when the season was going to start. We weren't in a position really to start, you know, employing somebody at that time. The situation doesn't change. My priority for the next 3 to 4 months will be to find a new head coach. We'll go through that process. You know, we've got candidates there that want the job. Will the process start again? Of course it will, because the situation's going to change going into next year. There'll be guys available that weren't available this year, but will be available next year. So it's a good opportunity for us to have another good look around, look at who's available. The job, the good thing is, you know, the job's highly sought after. It's a job that people want. You know, we've got a very good reputation as a club. Head coaches and players want to come here, so it's an opportunity for us to go and find the right guy that is going to bring the success and the culture here that we want to build the club around. It's an important appointment, because one thing I am very aware of is that we need some continuity here. Obviously, we've had, since Ryan left, we've had John, Pete, and Zach, and we need to get a guy that's that is going to be here for a couple of years and bring some continuity, because continuity ultimately leads to the success on the ice. That's, you just look at all the other, you know, all the big teams, and the teams that tend to do well, they always have continuity with their head coaches, and that's something we really need to have now.
So that takes us nicely into the team then. And you'd made only 3 signings so far, at least 3 that have been announced, in Jacob Sweeney, Quinn O'Brien and Medrick Mercier for the new season. Now, with the league being suspended, Quinn spoke to me for the Herald, a piece you may have seen over the weekend, talking about the situation that leaves him in right now. And in general terms, where does that leave all the players that have been signed in their situation looking ahead for the coming year?
Well, from day one, since... you know, when we signed guys, I was, you know, very upfront with them about what they were coming into. We explained that there might be a season, there might not be a season. So nobody's been in the dark. It's, you know, guys haven't been coming here expecting to have a guaranteed contract, so to speak. So what we've done with all the guys, we've kept them up to date. They're all fully aware that the season's been suspended. I have had discussions with every single one of them. About if when we do go ahead next year, that, you know, we're in a situation to take them. The guys that we have signed, we signed them for a reason, wanted a certain sort of player, wanted a certain sort of culture. So, those guys, I would love them to be part of what we're going to have here in, you know, next season. They've all given us indications and signals that they want to stay here and be part of that going forward. To give you an example, like, you know, other than the three that you've mentioned there, I'm you know, we probably would have seen Rasmus back. I'd obviously, until Nolan had took his deal in the coast, you know, we're heavily pursuing him. And we had Liam Stenton, Jordan McLaughlin, Matt Haywood and Craig Peacock would have been our Brit Corp. So all those guys that have just been mentioned there, we've kept in contact with, we'll continue to keep in contact with. And you know, we've made it quite clear to them that we want them to be the core of the club going forward.
So moving on, so no games, that means no Saturday nights at Brayhead Arena, people catching up with their friends and everything else. We won't be seeing each other at the arena anytime soon either, but obviously with no games, it's an important period to keep the fans engaged in the club. What are the plans to do that? We'll start with Gareth or Jerry, whoever wants to answer that one.
Well, I mean, I'll go for it there. Sorry, I don't know if you guys noticed my subtle there when I put my charger in. So the first plan will be to make sure that my iPad's charged up with all these, after all these. No, absolutely. I mean, I think, well, you've already seen, I mean, one of the key things that we wanted to do is, it's so difficult, you can't give out all the information that everyone wants, because part of it is because it's sensitive and it's constantly changing. And the other part of it is just because we don't know. Like, things are changing. Time. But one thing that Gareth and I had talked about from the start was we wanted to kind of keep whatever communication we can up as much as possible. And Craig, you've been a huge part of that, done a fantastic job with the clan chats as well. And you can see from the kind of people that we've had on, we don't really seem to lose people from our club. Our players kind of, you know, they might physically leave, they're not players anymore, but they're still part of the clan. And those guys are delighted to come back and chat with us. You know, even like managers, we've just mentioned people before, you're Gad, I mean, we talk to Pete every week, and you know, even John Tripp, talk with John Tripp as well, and you know, Fitzy, in touch with Fitzy, keep in touch with the guys, let them know how they're doing. The players, a lot of guys, maybe a lot of people saw retirements and things like that, but a big reason for that is because we were able to be as upfront with them about what we thought was happening. You know, we were honest about how difficult we thought it was going to be, and you know, a lot of those guys, we had a lot of guys that were kind of a bit older, had families and stuff like that, and they had to make their decisions, and that's what it was. So we had the clan chats. We've seen the drive-through. Was it something that we've been wanting to do for ever so long? And here comes the opportunity. So with this virus comes opportunity at the same time, a chance for us to try and do something different. So things like that. There's, you know, if there's hockey going on in any capacity, then we'll want to be part of it, whether we've got a team or not. We know the fans want to see hockey. We'll do our utmost to make sure people can go and maybe watch games other places. That'll be an opportunity. We'll be listening to the fans through the OSC, who we've also had a chat with very recently, Gareth and I. They're such a huge part of the events that we do, and the events are such a huge part of the culture that's been created. So, you know, there's no reason why those things can't end. We did a great party after the awards night, albeit it was quite a shocking when it got jumped upon by the evil forces that are sometimes on Zoom. But I think we've learned from that. But events like that, you know, even sharing memories like that, you know, we're going to create a lot of these memories, and it's for all of us to get together, keep the clan community together, try and grow it in this time, and come back even stronger when the season starts. So there's going to be lots of things, and part of that will be together with clan, we can do events for Christmas, we're doing Zoom parties, and if lockdown starts to de-restrict, you know, if we start to see some restrictions loosening up, then we'll be definitely having events, as I'm sure everyone will be there to see each other. So yeah, just coming in stages.
Yeah, just to expand on that a little bit further as well, like the clan classics, and as Jerry mentioned, the clan classic, clan chats, they've been a huge success. I do actually, I know it's blow your own trumpet a little bit, but I do think we've been one of the best clubs at our fan engagement. It's we've been very good at what we do. So clan classics will continue, clan chat will continue. We'll obviously come up with some new ideas to try things. Jerry's just mentioned there, we've had a chat with the OSC, so we're looking at Halloween parties, Christmas parties, whether that's socially distanced or virtual parties. The main aim over the next 6 to 12 months is fan engagement, keeping people bought into the club that they love, which we all love, and that's the aim. You know, it's about keeping things taken over while we haven't got a team on the ice. That's the most, you know, keeping people involved, that's the most important aim over that next period.
Okay, let's move on to another area, which has caused some concern, I think, for quite a few fans, certainly more for yourselves, and it is the situation regarding Into. Now, we all know the company behind the shopping centre plunged into administration earlier in the year. So what can you tell us about the current situation with that, and how do you think that affects the arena going forward? Is it a kind of blessing that there is no action while all this goes on in the background that can hopefully sort itself out in time?
Yeah, I suppose so. Obviously, people probably saw that there was a new multi-million pound investment in the Brewhead, which is really good. There's lots going on behind the scenes right now. I've kept up to date with the senior management team at the arena quite regularly over the last 6 months. We talk a lot. Obviously, I'm fully aware that the club's fully aware of what's going on with the shopping centre, with Into, and with the arena. To answer the question is, I think we've got a very positive and bright future ahead. We've got a fantastic facility there at Brewhead. I strongly believe it's one of the best facilities in the league for the size and atmosphere. We're excited. We are excited what the future is going to bring for us. Obviously, it's been a very difficult time for Into and the staff at Brewhead. So obviously, that's been paramount in our thoughts. It's not been an easy time, but I think there's very positive light at the end of the tunnel, and as Jerry said before, we're very excited about the future of the club. I do think this club's got a lot more to give. I think there's a lot more growth there. We want to win. We want to win things, and with the changes that could be coming, I think that hopefully should just be around the corner.
Okay, we'll start to wrap things up, guys. Just get your final thoughts. As we've said, disappointing. We're not going to see any action for 2020-21. And I think you've kind of alluded to it quite a lot already about your thoughts on what the future will be. In 12 months' time, how delighted are we going to be to see action back? Jerry, let's start with you.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's quite a really good thing to focus on, is that start of that season, how good that's going to feel. And more than that, there's an opportunity for us to do fresh things. And I think Gareth's totally right to mention the arena staff. And you've got to remember, there's a lot of people out there in the world right now. Everyone's a bit unsure about their jobs and what the future holds. That's no different for the arena staff. And they've had a really tough time. It's been kind of well documented, the troubles that Into have had, and, being so much in debt, it's difficult for them to try and push forward. And we're a really ambitious club. Clan, is in a league where there's teams spending lots of money, and we want to compete with them, and we have competed with them, and we've been at the top of the league, and we've beaten big teams by big scorelines. So we know we can do that, and we've been doing that essentially handicapped. We've had our hands tied behind our back a little bit, and one of those things that maybe could change is big change at the shopping centre. So we've got every reason to be really excited about everyone coming back and it feeling like the same stuff that we love, but with that opportunity of growth, the roof just lifted off. So, I think that is something that is worth focusing on for everyone, and it won't be that long before this year.
I know to a lot of fans it'll be disappointing. They'll probably just be sitting there thinking, well, I'm not going to see the Clan play for 12 months. I don't see that as a negative at all. I see it as a positive. I think it's... we've almost needed a little bit of change in a lot of ways. So I think this period for us is going to be very good. I think it's going to be very bright for the future. It's going to allow us to refocus what direction we're going in as a club. And just to reassure people for the future, I think, I'm not worried about the future. So nobody else should be worried about the future. We're very excited. And I just want to get that message across that I think the Glasgow Clan have a very exciting future ahead. So people shouldn't be worried. We're going to go through a difficult 12 months, obviously, like everybody else. But I'm sure we'll come back stronger for the start of 2021-22 season.
Excellent. That's a great way to wrap it up. Yep, positivity, Clan fans. Let's see us back here in 12 months' time. We'll certainly keep you engaged with former players and Clan Classics to come as well. Gareth, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us in this special edition of Clan Chat. Before we go, I can tell you this weekend is the 10th anniversary since the Clan's first ever game when they took on Dundee Stars away from home. And therefore, I'm delighted to announce that Clan's first coach, Bruce Richardson, will join us on this week's Clan Chat. So please get your questions into us. I'm quite sure there's a lot of you out there keen to hear about Bruce and what he's been up to and the tales he can tell from that time with the club. So tune into that on Friday at 7 o'clock on the YouTube channel. Clan Classics is Clan away at Cardiff Devils, that Challenge Cup quarter-final from a couple of years ago. That's on Saturday at 7 o'clock on the YouTube channel as well. 50-50 tickets and shirts off the back are on sale as we speak, so get those and get ready for a big weekend of stuff coming from the Glasgow Clan. Thank you so much for watching. We hope you feel better a little bit after hearing what Gareth and Jerry have had to say. But thank you for watching this edition of Clan Chat. I'll be back on Friday. Bye for now.